The head of the Coast Guard is warning members of Congress it is unprepared for a changing landscape and increased traffic in the Arctic off the coast of Alaska. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, a major need is a new icebreaker, and there's debate about where it will come from.
The Coast Guard is refurbishing the decades-old Polar Star icebreaker. It could be back in Alaska waters in about a year and a half. The ship is supposed to be a placeholder until a new icebreaker comes online. That ship does not exist yet. Senator Lisa Murkowski says there are plans for an $8 million study into the new icebreaker, with a price tag of up to $900 million and a construction schedule that could last up to 8 years. It will come neither cheaply nor timely. So Murkowski says the Coast Guard needs to look at leasing a ship from any private company that has one.
I don't want us to be sitting 5 years from now, not being able to meet the needs and wishing that we had done something either interim or had tried to expedite the process.
Testifying before a Senate subcommittee that funds his agency, Coast Guard Commandant Admiral Robert Papp would not fully endorse the idea of leasing. He says the Coast Guard traditionally buys its ships.
We're all a little reluctant. I mean, I've leased cars in the past, and I spend a lot of money, and at the end of 3 years, I don't have a car.
Still, he calls the idea of leasing a ship intriguing. After all, Papp says Shell Oil was able to build its own icebreaker, and quickly. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.